What do you like? Why do you like summer best?
Okay, you know, I've been hearing this concept of like your video game boss level of a version of yourself, which is like the best version of yourself. And I feel like we are all our best versions of ourselves in the summer. You know, we're like tan.
Yeah.
We're like just all fit from swimming and like running around and That's hiking true. And doing all the activities. We're like, maybe we have some time off. So we're really like feeling free and flexible. Like it's just, it's a magical time.
Everything I don't know. You're saying sounds amazing right now.
Yeah.
I want to be that.
Welcome to the Schmooze and Booze podcast. Every week, myself, Rita Bin Kalti, and my cousin, Salima Bin Kalti, discuss the issues that matter most to us. We share our opinions, life anecdotes, and also invite guest speakers to broaden our knowledge and perception of the world we live in. And hey, after you listen to the podcast, go schmooze with your own family and friends about the issues that matter most to you. Let's change the world one conversation at a time.
Cheers!
Cheers to
are you drinking
being, water.
I'm drinking rum.
Cheers.
Cheers, schmoozers. We are going with the topic of summer today.
Yes.
Because it is both of our favorite seasons.
It is. It's the best season. Come on, let's be honest.
Let's be real.
We're not even biased here. This is a fact.
I think the weather is big. Obviously, that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
And I just feel like human beings are made for this season. Like, I just feel like that's our natural habitat. It's the summer season.
And it's true.
Yeah, all the other seasons require us to dress. But, like, think about it. Like, before we had clothes, when we were just, like, you know, in the animal kingdom.
Bare ass naked.
Yeah, we're just hanging out, you know. Maybe we had a little leaf here and there hanging.
But there's no way those leaves were just hanging there. I'm not buying that.
Well, like there was like, you know,
inaccurate.
We did not have clothes and summer was the only place to survive. So yeah, I think I'm a big believer that human beings are made for the summer.
I think you're right.
Also, all the other things I look forward to in the summer are just like longer days. Because I easily wake up, you know, like naturally when the sun comes up.
Yeah.
And in the winter, it doesn't come out till like 8 p.m. Not 8 p.m., 8 a.m. And then you're like, if you want to wake up before and it's like dark outside, it's not the same. It's harder.
It's true. Like, you just have more time to do things. You know, if you get off work at like 5, it feels like you have a whole day.
A whole day?
Like, after you, because you have like 4 or 5 more hours of daylight. Whereas like in the winter, when you get off at 5 and it's like dark already, it's just like, okay, I guess I'll go home and like shower and go to sleep. It's so depressing.
Very. And you just need more energy. In the winter, like the willpower has to be so strong to do stuff. Like, imagine in the winter if a friend's like, hey, do you want to go for a walk or a coffee or something? And it's like 7:30 p.m. That's not happening.
No.
It's 7:30 already.
Too many layers would have to be put on.
Yeah. And it's dark outside. But in the summer, 7:30 p.m. is nothing. Like, you barely had dinner.
Yeah.
Like preparing dinner.
Exactly. You could still go out for dinner at that time. It's so magical.
It's magical. Summer's the best. Do you have like summer activities that you do?
Yeah, totally. I mean, kayaking is something I automatically think of, like kayaking and paddleboarding. Those are some of my favorite things. And then also just like picking berries and picking fruit, like wild fruit.
Oh yeah.
So fun. And I'm not big on like hiking or like rigorous activity in general. So I'm really all about that berry picking. You know, you just stand there and pick, and then you walk a few steps and then you pick some more.
You pick again. No, that's so true. It's true. And where you live, there's like berry bushes all over.
Yes. So and then you can like bake a pie with the berries, you know, it's like a whole day. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. That's good.
What about you?
Anything outside. Like, I will hike. I like swimming. So if you put me anywhere where there's water where I can be, I will. That's all I need to be happy and satisfied and have like the greatest day on earth. But you know what? Lately, I'm also into boating. So I just really love that feeling of like gliding in the water on the boat. Last year, we actually got our boating licenses for motorboats.
Right.
So this year, I'm just waiting for, I think now it should be open, like COVID is almost done here. So yeah, I can rent boats now and, you know, go on a little tour. So when you come up to Vancouver, we'll do that. That's one of the things we want to do.
I love that. That is the coolest thing ever. I completely forgot that you got your license.
Yeah. Well, it was useless during the
week. You weren't able to really use it last year because of COVID too, last summer, right? I would be happy literally just sitting in a boat on the dock. Like,
exactly. Just sitting there, you just feel cool.
Yep.
And you get to look at life from a different perspective. It sounds weird, but when you're on the boat and you look at the land, whatever land you have in front of you, whether it's a park or it's a city like here in Vancouver, you get another perspective and it's good for the mind. I feel like you get really inspired. So
there's just something about being on the water. I feel the same way, like even just in like on a paddleboard.
Mm-hmm.
You just get to like check out the land from a different perspective, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a cool way to get out of your head a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's and then what happen. About okay, what about camping? Do you are you guys campers, you and Julio?
I am not a camper because here's the thing. I will only camp if I am traveling in a place where that is the livelihood of the people who are there, which narrows it down to like, if I go to like Morocco, for example, and I do a desert trip and I sleep in a tent, well, that makes sense because that's where everyone sleeps when you're in the desert. But I don't enjoy being in Canada and having to book a camping spot, pray to all the gods in the world that it's going to be warm that night and that it's not going to rain. So, all right, just that terrifies me. Like, me getting to a campsite and then the weather shit, like, that is just enough for me to be like, I'm staying in the car. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I won't even try. Then it's like, there's a considerable amount of investment that goes into all the gear, which if you are, of course, you're not, like, you don't need to be a millionaire. But for me, because I don't like it that much, for me, it's like so, it feels so expensive.
Wrong. Yeah. Yeah.
To just have like the tent, the sleeping bags, all of the gear, like
a stupid pillow that's not even comfortable.
The other thing with the camping, like I see my friends who go camping, and I think while they're there, they enjoy it. But I see that when they come back, they're so tired that I'm like, so what's the fucking point? You're just going to go there. And then come back home and be tired. And now you need another day to just recover from your camping trip. I don't know. Like, I don't see that fitting in my life schedule. That, and I am aware that I'm just being a hater right now. And I know that there's like a million benefits to camping and like the whole like outdoors and people love it off. Sure. And I just don't share that feeling at all.
Yeah, I wish I could play devil's advocate right now, but I also don't get it. I don't understand. I am supposed to be camping in a few weeks on the 4th of July, and we have a tent in our garage that we've never taken out of the box, and I have no idea how to build it. Every time I've tried to build tents in the past, I've failed.
Yeah. I also don't like the whole like bathroom situation.
Oh no.
Because my body, like as soon as I'm uncomfortable, I'll just shut off. Like everything will just shut off. Like I just won't go to the bathroom. And then I'll be like extra bloated and it'll be painful.
Ugh, so uncomfortable.
That's just my body. Like I can't do anything about it. So unless I have like a regular bathroom that I feel is clean, it just won't work. So I don't see myself enjoying the camping trip just because of that.
That's so unpleasant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Just never put yourself in a situation where you're going to feel like that.
So I don't camp. No, not my thing.
Me either. But if you love camping, we're happy for you.
Yeah, no, it's great for those who love it. I just can't. So no. Another thing I really like in the summer is all the festivals, like here in the city. Just like all the different ethnic groups, all the different like musical stuff that happens. So I think that that's, again, the spirit of the summer, like that just ongoing party.
Yes.
I really like that.
In Portland, they have like a similar thing in Seattle too. There's like beer festivals, jazz festivals, food, all kinds of different food festivals. And there's Hemp Fest. Like there's just so many different, it, like you said, it feels like a party.
And the markets, like farmers markets are their best in the summer.
The best.
Oh. And it's an outing. You go to the farmers market and you don't know what you're going to find. And you get to talk to the local producers and like, you just make a day out of it.
Discover all kinds of new things.
Yeah.
So much. Yeah. Okay. What about vacationing? Like, do you usually go on a vacation in the summertime?
Yeah, I try to.
Yeah,
definitely try to. Here in Vancouver, the summer never gets like super hot. It kind of hit. It's like it depends on the year. So that can be annoying for people like me who love the heat, but it can be really nice for people whose bodies don't respond well to the heat because you get a not cold weather without being hot. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's fine, but I prefer to go out somewhere where it's warmer. It's like, speak more summer. But you know, just the idea of vacation, I think it's good. But I'm not gonna, I don't plan like huge vacations in the summer. Like I don't take like a month off or like 2 months off or something like that. I'll take like long weekends. Mm-hmm. I don't like to stop everything I'm doing just because it's summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to be productive in the summer, especially now that we have this house. It's like I have all these things that I want, projects that I want to get done. So similar to you, we do long weekends. Like we'll take what we call summer Fridays, where we do like half days on Fridays. Yes. And it does like make it feel a little bit longer and you look forward to it. And it's just something,
something
fun to do. But I also feel like summer is just wedding season. So there's almost always like weddings that you have planned that you kind of have to like plan your summer around, which is like exciting and fun. We have one coming up this week that
I'm looking forward to. And again, another proof that human beings do well in summer. You're not going to like, why is it that most people get married in the summer? Because they know they can take nicer pictures. You know, the bride doesn't have to wear your coat over your bride dress. Like, no. So,
rain isn't as likely. Yeah,
rain isn't as likely. Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's do the food and drinks section.
Okay. The best food and drinks happen in the summer, I feel. Like all the I just automatically think of fruit because it's because I used to work at that fruit stand and I just grew up eating so much fruit.
Yeah.
Delicious. And it was always the best fruit in the summer. All of the like stone fruit and the peaches. Like the tomatoes, the peaches, the nectarines, the apricots, the cherries. Even like the tropical fruit that's just better in the summertime, you know, like it's not local here, but it's still just better in the summer.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about all the fruits. Yeah. What about the drinks?
Yeah, I just always want something cold, obviously, right? Yes. Like you're not going to drink something hot. So like the rosés, like a nice cold white wine.
Sangria.
Sangria with lots of fruit.
Fruits and wine.
All of the barbecues, right? Like want like cold chilled wine with some barbecue, like ribs and corn and like zucchini and onions. Like I just
sounds amazing. Mouth is watering. Like, can we I'm have just, barbecue? Like, listening to everything you're saying and just like imagining.
I'm dreaming about it now too, I think.
Oh yeah.
It's just so good. Like you could literally put anything on the grill with like
not much seasoning. You really don't need much, and it's just going to come out delicious. It's,
you know what I remember I really love, but I don't have it very often, is barbecued fish. So you probably remember this from Morocco, where like you just go to the fish market, you get the fish.
Sardines.
Sardines, anything. And you just put like sea salt on it, and then you just put it on the grill, squeeze lemon on it, and you're good to go.
So much flavor. And you literally just, like you said, just some salt and on the grill with olive oil, maybe. So delicious. Yeah, the Moroccan fish is next level. It just is so fresh, and there's so many different varieties, like fish that I don't see here. The sardines are completely different than the sardines here. Insane. They're completely larger. The color is a little bit different, and like the way that they fillet them, and then they like stuff them with that shamula. It's just so good. I'm hungry.
This is great. I also love like just all the juices. Like in the summer, the water with like you put like slices of cucumber in it, or, like slices of strawberries in it. I mean, mind you, we can do this all year long, but it's just like
it's way better in the summer.
Better in the summer.
It just feels like the fruit and veggies are much more bountiful.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because locally they're in season, but the quality is different.
The quality is way better. The natural sugar.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're just like talking about food and I had to eat a grape.
Fashion. Again, my favorite. It's true that fall has really nice fashion. I'm going to admit that I give fall a lot of fashion cred. But, you know, summer's just... Again, it's the worry-less thing. Like, you don't worry, is it going to rain? Is it going to be cold? You just know, you just trust that your body's going to be comfortable.
Okay. I have to argue with you on this one. This one, I'm like, this used to be my favorite season, and then, like, I became less secure with my body. And then I was like, not my favorite season anymore. Literally, like, when I was super confident and everything, like, that was my season. But now that I am a little bit less, like, I think it just has to do with, obviously, like, maybe this is literally just me, but I think maybe it just has to do with your relationship with your body at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we tend to just show more. Things stick to you a little bit more. It's just hotter. So you're like taking layers off. Whereas in the fall, you can kind of like we've talked about, have tights underneath and cardigans over. I don't know. I just think that's something that I became more aware of when my confidence was lower. And now I'm just like forever aware of it. Even though I feel like a little bit more secure and confident now, I think I still am just aware of it in a way that's like
that's super fun. Interesting. I did not think about that at all. I was just thinking about how nice it feels to actually wear light clothing, and not like color light, but like light as in the fabric.
Yes
and like cotton, and freeing it feels for the body to move around.
Okay, but that's so true.
I did notice something on the weekend. I just wore a pair of shorts and a t-shirt the other day. And I was walking. I was like, I don't feel comfortable. But it has nothing to do with my comfort level with my body. I think it has to do with my age. Because I was just like, or like your taste changes over the time, right?
Yes.
So I was wearing something that I just had from a while back. And it was just a tight t-shirt, as most t-shirts tend to be. And then shorts that are not like, it wasn't like super tight, but they were tight-ish, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not comfortable with this whole tight thing anymore. I was like, am I getting old that like, I don't want to wear tight everything all the time? So I'm like, I actually took a mental note and I was like, I'm going to go shopping this weekend for looser tops, different kind of like cuts. But now we're going to the realm of probably more expensive clothing too, right? Because the nicely cut stuff, like now I have to go to like it's not like this is like breaking the bank, but like Banana Republic or like those like higher ends that cater to like more mature women.
Yes.
But also it's nice, like now I'm like, this is so much nicer than just like ordering random t-shirts online that you kind of just know like size small and it's going to be tight. But then I don't know. Do you get it?
Am I 100%. Like- and I think I confuse the two because I'm not super insecure right now. It's just that the way that things fit me, I'm not crazy about the way
there I used you to be. Go.
You know, that's like
really it.
The short shorts that a few years ago I was like, these are the cutest thing ever. Now I'm like, this is just weird. Like, why do I need to show this much of my thigh? Like, and it's not like that I think it's bad to show it. It's just that on me, I'm not a fan of it anymore. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think you're right that our style changes as we get older. Like, that's natural. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. And it's like, instead of, I think sometimes I am just super hard on myself. And
yeah,
instead of being like, oh, it's that I'm not secure. It's just like, no, I just don't really like the way it looks anymore.
Yeah, it's just the clothes different itself.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily your body. And so, but I'm kind of excited because I'm like, oh, now I get to like explore a whole new world of fashion and a whole new way of like dressing myself. So
yes, that's fun. That's something to look forward to. It's super exciting.
So I'm definitely, maybe I should start documenting this on Instagram. Yeah. Because like, my typical outfit is just like a t-shirt, like the one I'm wearing right now, V-neck, solid color. It's not like dead tight, but it's tight.
Yeah.
And shorts that are also like pretty tight. But now I'm like, no, now I want like a baggy t-shirt with shorts or
like
a blouse with
shorts. Oh, I'm excited to see this new style that you're gonna be rocking.
Yeah, I don't know who else is feeling this way, schmoozers, but it's real. If you feel like you see yourself in the mirror with summer clothing on and you think it's a body issue, it might just be a clothing issue.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. This is making me look at it in a whole new way. Thank you.
So I have this little game that I wanted to do. Don't look at, if you can, like, don't look at the document that we have with
her. Okay.
It's a this or that. So I'm going to say two things and you choose. This is fashion-wise. Okay?
All right.
Shorts or skirts?
Skirt.
Maxi dress or short dress?
Short dress.
Tube top or halter top?
Tube top.
I don't even know if we still wear halter tops.
Yeah, it feels so old. Feels like, very dated.
Very 2000, yeah.
Yeah.
Solid color dress or pattern, like flowery fabric dress?
Oh, it really depends. Maybe solid?
Okay. Flat sandals or high heels?
Flat. All day. Every day. If you pick high heels, I know we can't be friends.
So I have found this beautiful sandal that is a hybrid. So it's basically flat on my feet, but it's a very, very thick sole.
Like nice. Yeah, like the platform.
Flat shoe.
Yeah, platform shoes.
Platform, there you go.
Yeah. I love those.
Sandals. It's like platform sandals. Absolutely love them.
Like espadrilles or something, like wedges.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, wedges. They are super comfortable and they match everything. Yeah. They elevate you while at the same time keeping you relaxed looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so true.
It's really good.
I need another pair of those. I have one, but they're kind of dressy and it's like, I need more casual.
Yeah, these ones are not. They're like beige color. You know, they go with everything.
Cute.
I also noticed over, like, this goes with the whole maturity, that I'm spending way more. This is not like summer. This is just in general. I have certain pieces that I will spend way more money on, like shoes. Like, I used to buy the cheapest shoe. Just because I was like, oh, I can have more shoes with less, like, the same amount of money. Yes. But now I'm like, no, I want the most comfortable, the most, like, exactly fitted shoe that's going to go with, like, a million different outfits. Just kind of like what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind spending more.
Right.
But then the shoe lasts longer, too.
Exactly. It lasts longer. You feel better wearing it. You feel, like, more comfortable, more confident. Yeah. And like, I just feel like treat yourself. You deserve nice things. Like, you deserve nice a good pair that's gonna treat your foot well. And honestly, I'm doing the same thing with a few other things in my life. Like, sunscreen, you know, like I'm like actually investing in nice sunscreen. Like, what else? Like, just skincare in general. I care a little bit more about it. Yeah.
Big spending item now. Like, I used to not spend that much money on skincare. And now I'm like, sure, you know, $20 for this little thing that like it's gonna last, you know, 2 weeks. Yeah, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, we could do a whole episode on skincare.
Yeah. That would be good. Important for the summer, actually. We should do one for the summer.
Super important. Yeah, there's all kinds of like little things you can add in to your routine.
So as we're speaking with this whole like body and fashion and all, what about bathing suits? Are you still into bikini or one piece is like creeping back as like an interest for you?
I like both. Okay. There's a time and a place for both. Like in Hawaii last week, obviously I had my period and I wore a one piece on that day when it was like really having a party.
Yeah.
And then the other day I wore a two piece. I don't know. I like both. I think it just depends on how I'm feeling that day. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I like how the one pieces look because they're such fashion items. Like they actually have like different cuts and stuff like that. But then you tan and it looks ridiculous. So
this is so the only problem.
It's just the way you tan doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, my belly was white.
Why I go, because I tan too fast to control it. Like it just, I will tan super, super fast. So if I go out there with a one piece one day, that's it. That's my color for the rest, like
for the summer.
For the summer. Like if I go back to a bikini, like whatever's been tanned already is just gonna keep tanning and the other part will not be able to catch up. So that's why it's difficult for me to do the one piece.
Oh man, I feel that. That's so true. Yeah. Cause I actually just like bought a bikini beforehand that I literally bought for that reason because I was like, nope, I cannot keep having this like pale stomach. That's not how this is going to go down. Cause crop tops are still kind of a thing.
Yeah. Crop tops are a thing, especially if combined with the high waist, like
it works.
Or skirt or anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel, I mean, I am maybe, I don't know what the definition of, there's no definition of when you're too old to wear a crop top, but sometimes I feel like I am. And then I'm like, as long as the pants are high enough, we're good. Like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't say too old, but definitely in the early 2000s, there was that fashion of like crop top with low, like low
height. Yes. And that was so weird.
The skinniest like belly, then you couldn't, if you had, you know, you just couldn't, you had basically nothing.
That's just right.
Flat, super flat. Mm-hmm. And I actually never liked that fashion. It just looks weird. It looks, that's just too, I don't know. It's a lot. It wasn't flattering. But the really high waist that you barely even see the belly button. So really it's a crop top that only shows like, I don't know, like your higher abs. Like it doesn't even
Show
your
waist. Yeah, just like
that's nice. I think that's really nice. Yeah. What is your opinion on rompers?
I want to love them. And sometimes I do if it's done well. But a lot of the times I hate them.
I think fashion-wise, they look super cute. But when you go to the bathroom, it's just so much work.
Oh yeah, so I forgot about the bathroom.
Oh my god! Like you have a romper on, you go to the bathroom, you have to undress. You basically are undressing, and now if you're home, it's fine. But if you're in a public bathroom, you got to hold on to that romper with your life because you don't want it to touch the floor.
Yeah, because then what are you gonna do? Wear the public bathroom floor out to lunch, or go naked? Those are your choices.
So yeah, rompers. No. Mixed feelings, depend on where you're going, but they do look cute. They just look good.
I don't know that they look cute on me. I think they look awkward on me. And then also, but they're comfortable. I think that's my thing is I love the comfort and I love being able to do whatever I want without having to worry about flashing someone.
Yeah.
But I'm not sold. They look really cute on some people. Like they're cute on you.
I don't have that many. I might have like one or two.
Yeah. It's like, it really has to be done well.
Yeah. I have a romper that is also a tube top. So what I really like, and I just wear it when I'm going to like go to the beach or something on top of my bathing suit. So it's perfect. Right. It's like this one piece thing that you put on, go to the beach, put it on. Like, I think that one's good.
That is nice.
What are the summer essentials? We're still in fashion.
Oh, so I love it. I could do the fashion one all day.
Summer essential in fashion. We already talked about those sandals that are flat, but also high.
Well, it used to be like a pair of jean shorts, and now I'm discovering I hate how I look in jean shorts.
What's so gonna replace it?
I don't know. It's like jean a fashion shorts. Crisis, it's such a thing. You guys. It's a crisis. I don't have a replacement. I'm currently accepting applications for a replacement.
Like all jean shorts? All of them?
For now. For now. Yeah, because all of the ones I have are like the same.
So. Okay, that's because there's different kinds.
Pretty limited options.
Yeah.
They're all just like short. And
have you ever
long ones?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever ripped your jeans and made shorts out of them?
Yeah, no, it's not a good look for me.
I did that when I was a child.
Yeah,
I did that religiously when I was all my jean shorts were old jeans.
The only reason that works on you is because you're thin. But, like, if you have, thick thighs. Dude, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, it literally, looks like sausages.
Yeah, I am not saying that that's, like, something that should get back.
No, I mean, no. Like, if you can make them look cute, but, like, that's amazing. That is true talent, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know how you made that work. Because for me, it was, like, no. It was not permissible to leave the house. It was
I think I have a lot of dresses. That's definitely my go-to. If I could just live in dresses, that would be life for me. Just all types of dresses, long dresses, short dresses, colorful, solid, you know, tight, loose, whatever, all of them. Bring it on.
I'm fine. I agree. Dresses are the way to go. Just like you don't flowy.
And it's a one piece. You don't have to worry about two different items of clothing. It's just one. And your life is resolved and is done.
You can wear it with like sneakers or the sandals or the heels. Like literally a dress can go in so many different directions. Yeah. You can dress it up, dress it down.
Totally.
They're amazing. I feel bad for guys that don't wear dresses. You know, like if you're a guy, like just try one on. You won't regret it.
So they're also really comfortable in the summer. Like, you know, in Arabic countries, they're not called dresses, but the men wear like a tunic, like a robe, like kind of like what's the name in English? It would be like a robe a little bit.
Yeah, like a robe kind of, like, but it doesn't open. Like it's almost like a gown.
Like a gown.
Like a muumuu.
Maybe not a gown. If you will. Like imagine like those pajamas, but like all the way to the floor.
A muumuu. So, Yep.
And I think so men are very comfortable wearing that. Because it's like so much more breathable when it's so hot. You don't have like jeans clinging onto your legs.
What is worse than wearing jeans on a hot day? Like nothing.
Actually, that's faux leather. That would be worse.
Wait, what would be worse?
Faux leather.
Oh, patent leather.
Like
those dresses that you have to like put lube on to get on. Like,
or like those literally patent leather pants.
Okay, you're right. That'd be worse. Way worse.
I think you noticed you mentioned it with the dresses. White sneakers, I think, are a must. Yes. And I don't have white sneakers right now, so that's probably something I'm gonna get this summer.
Yeah, white sneakers, even like Converse, like the flat.
Yeah, if you're into that, totally.
Mm-hmm. Be so cute. And then like obviously flip flops. I wear flip flops like all summer long.
Yeah.
It's like
just I have to up my flip-flop game. Like, I have the flip-flops to go to the beach, but I kind of want those, like, leather flip-flops.
Oh yeah, that's what I have right now.
Nice.
Yeah, you can wear them to the city, and I wore them at the beach.
Yeah,
and they did really fine. Like they're pretty durable.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend.
I think a white t-shirt is just a must. Minimum one, and some tank top.
Yeah, tank top. I was gonna say a white tank top with like jean shorts if you're still doing that, or just like a skirt, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
This is making me want to shop.
I know.
I'm like opening a tab with Nordstrom's over here.
And obviously sunscreen
is a must. Sunscreen is a must. Yeah. If you aren't putting sunscreen on, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're just don't do that to yourself.
Don't
do it. Do you have something else to add before we go in our astrology section?
I'm honestly I think the food section, like if we were to go back to it, that's where I would add, you know, I'm thinking about the barbecue still. I'm thinking about, we have all of this fruit in our backyard that's like just getting ripe right now. So like the mulberries are starting to fall off the tree. We had some cherries on our tree. We have like all the figs that are coming in.
Oh
so,
my God.
I'm just so excited to like take pictures of all of this fruit this summer. It's like one of my nerdy things I'm just looking forward to doing alone.
I think also you mentioned barbecues. I just think they are amazing ways to socialize. And I really like that. Yes. So basically the summer for me is just like all my friends is just barbecue at this guy's house, barbecue at this girl's house, barbecue here, barbecue there. It's just an excuse to get together.
So fun.
And, you know, nobody needs to like spend hours in the kitchen. You just kind of toss the meat on the grill.
That's an element of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people can just like show up with like some meat
or vegetables,
like just throw it on the grill. It's like nothing.
Amazing.
So convenient. Love it. Amazing. Yeah, I'm really jealous though of you guys having the beach right there. I mean, we have like the sound, which is beautiful, but you guys have Kitsilano Beach, which you can like literally lie out on the sand.
We have several beaches. We have a beach here downtown that is like our go-to beach, and that's what we do. I have a bag. Actually, I have a beach bag that's always ready. I bought one of those huge, like, it's not a towel, it's kind of like this throw thing that I put on the sand. It's like as big as like a queen size bed. So many people can fit in it. And that goes in my beach bag. I grab my tarot deck cards and I just, you know, if I want, I grab a book. And that's all I need, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can throw at me all the camping trips you want. But if I can just walk like 10 minutes and I'm at the beach with my book, like that's more than enough.
And sleep in your bed at night.
I can sleep in my bed and shower and pee. In peace.
Use the restroom.
You know, and have internet, and then I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell me about the signs. It would not be our final season podcast.
Yes. So we're going through our last three zodiac signs, people. You should be proud of yourselves because we've been learning a lot about astrology together.
Yeah, we have. I never thought that I would be talking this much about astrology in my life. And here I am. I'm getting into it. I really like haven't explored it beyond our episodes, but every time we talk about it, I'm so into it.
I'm like one step ahead of you a little bit where I try to like know every day kind of like what the energy is of the day, depending on the moon. But we have entered yesterday. Well, June 21st. The era of Cancer. Not the era, but like the time of Cancer, the month of Cancer, which will go on until July 22nd. Cancer is a little crab. You've probably seen it. Like it's so easy to remember that little crab. And actually, you had Cancer as one of your three dominating signs.
That's right. Okay?
And I remember Jandra being very shocked at that because it was very intense because your sun sign is Scorpio and your moon sign is Cancer. Think about it. You have two little animals that have like the whole shell and the whole like thing going on.
Yes, crustaceans, is that what they call it? I don't know.
But Cancer is a very emotional sign. So this sign is the sign that's like super attached to just like good vibes with family and friends. You know, you don't need in this moment of your life, which goes really well with the summer energy, you don't need a lot of material possessions to be happy. What you need is strong relationships and moments with people that you appreciate. So I think that that's one of the highest vibrating energies of Cancer. It's that strong need to be connected to others and to spend time with others. It doesn't have to be others like your whole neighborhood. It's really like your home. You know, they're also big on home, which for you is perfect because you're like starting to build your home, like your new home.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling like you don't want to go on vacation right now, you want to stay home, this is 100% Cancer energy.
Yeah, that's me right now.
Yeah, and especially that you have it as your moon sign and you're kind of like, it's been a very hectic year. Your moon sign, like Cancer, is just telling you like, right now we're vibrating in Cancer 100%. Like, stay home, build a place that you love, you know, and only see the people that are like as close, like the closest people that you have. So that's what this energy is all about. In terms of the good things that we can see come up in our personality this month is going to be, again, a lot to do with your family, a lot to do with like feeling loyal, feeling deep in your relationships. But the things that we have to watch out for is to not be depressed, because Cancer is kind of like Scorpio in the whole like getting mellow and easily fall into like a pessimistic point of view. Okay. And maybe the whole like insecurities rising up and stuff like that, to just not like dwelling that. That's like what you have to watch out for. So that's how we're going to be from now till July 22nd. July 22nd goes away. We rise in the morning of July 23rd. And it is one of the most abrupt changes, in my opinion, in the whole zodiac.
Okay. Because now
we're Leo season and the month of Leo. I absolutely love this sign. I'm a big fan of Leo energy, even though it's not part of my like three signs. But, and it is so different than Cancer, that is like a big switch. So when we enter Leo, Leo's the lion.
Right.
And everyone, so who's a Leo? I'll tell you famous people who are Leo. Obama's Leo. Jennifer Lopez is Leo. Ben Affleck is Leo, funny enough. And just like a bunch of celebrities are Leos, because Leo is the superstar sign. They love being the part, like the life of the party. They love living it big. They love, you know, just like big parties, big homes, flashy cars, you know, everything. They are very, very confident. So that's what's going to happen between mid-July to mid-August. And I think that that goes really well with the summer vibe. Like, you know how in the summer, everybody has, like, the story of, like, a summer crush or, like, a huge party that happened in the summer or, like some crazy Vegas trip or, like, whatever. All of those are Leo energy events.
I love this. This just feels like a party. Like, now I would like to just have more Leo friends.
Yes.
They sound like a lot of fun.
They love having fun. And they're very, like, when a Leo friend is, like, a good friend, they will always be supportive of you. Like, they'll always try to, like, make you see the best things about you. So, like, you can shine as well.
You know who's a Leo? My brother.
No way. I'm a Leo?
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, I'm a very peculiar personality, but I don't see him as like,
I know, not at all,
be the life of the party.
No,
we'll have to dig in deeper with Ahmed. But he has confidence. But he has confidence, so
that's true.
You know, that's a big trait of Leo. They love to be leaders, so this is an excellent moment, like, especially you and I, that we have our businesses, to kind of get into that mindset of like, being the boss and like calling the shots and having these like big objectives and big dreams and feeling confident about it. Mm-hmm. And the one thing to watch out for though is to not have inflated egos. So it kind of, you know, there's like that sweet spot between being confident and thinking you're better than everyone else. So yeah, that's kind of the thing to watch out for.
Okay.
All the way till mid-August. And then we end the summer and we enter September. So end of August to September 22nd, we get into the last sign. It's not the last sign of the zodiac, but just us. It's the last sign of the seasons.
Yeah, we started
in fall. Yeah. So we end with Virgo. And Virgo, they all, it's like that little, I don't know, the icon is like a virgin. I have no idea why. Okay. But Virgo is a very, I think, useful energy and very well placed for us after summer, because Virgo is all about being organized, having clean homes, having like Virgo goes to IKEA and like the section with like organization and they have an orgasm because it's just like they're OCD a little bit.
I love it. I love that. That's yeah. Good energy to me.
Great energy. So after the whole like frenzy of the summer, arriving to Virgo energy is really, really good because it will force you to just like be super analytically like looking over your life. Mm-hmm. And ordering your life, putting order in your priorities, in your home, in yourself, in your relationships, everything. So it's good in that sense, but you have to be very careful not to be obsessed, perfectionist, not to like, oh, and also not to be super critical and judgmental of yourself and others, because that's what can be problematic with the Virgo energy. Mm. Because nothing is good enough. You can always organize more. You can always have a more neat space. Things can always match more. So, like, there's just always something that can be better.
Sure.
So that's the thing that you have to like stop yourself. But that's coming up at the end of the, you know, ending the summer with that.
Okay.
That's that. So
I'm excited to harness, you know, Leo and Virgo energy. Mm-hmm. The Cancer energy, I'm just ready to be done with. I'm like,
no, okay. You have to look at Cancer. On the contrary, Cancer is perfect for you right now because it's all about home. It's all about home and family.
Okay.
So just use that Cancer energy to just flow and really get in touch with the emotions and get in touch with like feeling homey in your space and thinking. It's also artsy, so you got to think about like how do you want your space to look and to feel. So tap into that.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fun. All right,
that's that.
Okay, well, thank you for taking us on this adventure of the signs and their corresponding time frames. I feel like I know a lot more about them, but also nothing at all at the same time. I'm like, I need to keep studying, but I don't receive any magazines with Daily Digest. So maybe I need to just get an app or something.
Yeah. You'll get it. Like the more you read here and there, you kind of like start to develop this like memory for it. Yeah.
Okay,
schmoozers. Thanks for listening.
Love you guys.
Have a lovely start of the summer.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. We want to welcome you to join our Schmoozers community by following our Instagram account. You'll find us at schmooze_booze. We post weekly quotes, inspiring pictures, and this is my favorite part, we have really fun quizzes and surveys on our Instagram stories. Our goal is that through those questions that we ask, we invite you to turn around, ask yourself those questions, and of course, ask a friend or a family member. That way, you can start your own schmoozing in your own homes. Also, if you are interested in a specific topic, you can always send us a private message. And if you're interested in joining us for a topic, do so as well. We record everything online, so that means we can schmooze with people from all over the world. So don't forget, we post our episode every week on Friday night around 9 p.m. Pacific time. And this is what we leave you with. So until next week, we wish you happy schmoozing and boozing with your families and friends.